making things alright. Resting on your promise. Keep my vision focused and my life real tight. Oh yeah, yeah. Filtered from my mind, from my distorted view. The only way I stop the madness, clear my thoughts of all and concentrate on you. Oh,
good morning, everyone, and welcome to Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network. And now it is time for that ever increasingly popular show, The Eating as an Act of Ministries radio show with your host, Anne Wooten Taylor. Good morning, my dear friend.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, William?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Feeling really, really good. Yep. I'm looking forward to an exciting show. What's on tap today?
Oh, my gosh. We've got the powerhouse couple in ministry work, Pastor Aaron and his lovely wife, Emily House. They're going to be talking about their new book, The Warriors of the Word. But you sound, William, so chipper. Did the heat wave break?
I'm always chipper.
Uh-huh, until you're complaining about something. You're not complaining about the weather.
No, actually, it's a beautiful 78 degrees here, and I'm having a blast.
I'm so happy for you. Now, see, this is the type of thing that used to happen when you lived in California. Every week, you would tease me about how nice the weather was. Uh-huh. And then you moved to where there were real weather changes and got all upset.
Oh, now, yeah.
You're happy again.
I am happy again. Well, you know, back here, it's freezing in the wintertime, right? And then most times it gets like hot and humid, right? And out right. here. But today, oh my goodness, it's beautiful.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm happy for you because it's cooler here too. We've had rain the last few days. I've never been so happy to see rain before. Oh my gosh.
Well, you're to move here. It rains every other day.
Every other day where you live?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Stop. Even with it, when it's 100 degrees, it's raining
yep.
in 100.
It'll rain.
So what is it doing? Is it like steam?
you can't see steam from coming from the streets. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you have my condolences.
I'm good. I'm really good, Ann. Okay. All right. Okay. See, okay. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to stir up something because you're trying to get me before I get you. I understand.
But you said you have my condolences, and you took that as me being mean. Okay, see, Pastor and Emily, Sister Emily, this is what I deal with. I'm being nice.
Yeah, for William once.
Being William. Okay, uh-huh. Bye, William. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye. Okay.
Well, I do agree with you on one thing. 78 is pretty perfect.
It's lovely, isn't it? Well, we are about to get started with the show now that we have dispensed with William and his shenanigans. I'm Ann Wooten Taylor. I'm the CEO of Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, and this is the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries is a nonprofit organization. We teach the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. We do that through our 12-week health and fitness course, which is coming up. And guess what, folks? I think it's 24 days. That's right. August 22nd is the next Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries Health and Fitness course. And this time it's going to be so awesome. It's awesome every time, but this is our 10-year anniversary. Can you believe it? We started in 2012. And so beginning on August 22nd, we are going to have our first ever Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries Masterclass, featuring three health and fitness gurus from around the country. We're going to have with us Elsa Caballero. She's a Christian nutritionist. She's also the founder of the Restoring You Project and the Restoring You. I'm sorry. I think I said her podcast wrong again. Forgive me, Elsa, especially since she just interviewed AJ and Alex on Wednesday on the podcast. It was awesome. If you guys haven't heard it, you have got to go hear Elsa Caballero's new podcast. It's on Spotify and practically everywhere else that you can get your podcast. So if you are a podcast junkie, like so many of us are these days, please do tune in to Elsa Caballero's podcast. She's from Florida, by the way. And we've got with us Dr. Tara Cannon. She has a PhD in nursing, and she's the author of the book Health and Wellness for the Believer. Just like Elsa, she's going to be teaching you about how to eat healthy. Now, the difference is she'll be talking to you from a medical standpoint so that you can eat healthy for whatever ailment it is that you have. So let's say, for instance, you've got diabetes or you've got heart disease, something like that. She's going to teach you how to eat in a healthy way so that you can recover from whatever that ailment is. And they both will be giving you cooking demonstrations as well as teaching you what the Word of God has to say. Now, we've also got a treat for you. We've got the First Lady of Fitness. That's right, Deborah Michelle Jones. She's a First Lady right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. But she's also a corporate personal trainer. She's been doing that for 20 years. And she is the owner of Don't Cheat Your Body. She's going to be giving you two free workouts. I said it, two free workouts. So you have no excuse to get healthy and fit. We got it all wrapped up for you. And you guys know that normally we reserve the free workouts for the kids classes. Well, we're not doing the kids classes right now. So we are offering the free workouts to the adults via Zoom. All of this is going to be online. So you got to get registered. Zoom is going to give us a quota on how many people we can have. So that means space is limited. Get signed up now at www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org. All right, everybody, it's time for your weekly motivation. Our motivation is designed to encourage you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, to inspire you to get up and try again if you fell down somewhere along the way, and to motivate you to get healthy and fit through Jesus Christ if you haven't been able to find a reason to get healthy and fit on your own. So today's motivation is entitled, You're Not Alone. When we face difficult circumstances, we often feel as though we're in it alone, even when it's obvious we're not. For example, if you're married, your spouse is as much affected by what takes place in your life as you are. If there's a layoff on your job, everyone who received the pink slip understands what you're going through. In America, over one third of the population is overweight. That means they're all experiencing the same challenges as you in terms of losing unwanted pounds and adopting a healthy lifestyle. Likewise, those struggling with eating disorders are also acutely aware of the pain and devastation the disorder causes in your life. Nevertheless, the isolation, the loneliness, and the belief that no one understands your plight persist, especially when you eat healthier meals alone, exercise alone, and adopt a healthy lifestyle alone in a household full of people who have no interest in changing their unhealthy habits. Recognize that this is a trick of the enemy, an attack designed to make you quit. If you think about it, it's really not much different than the peer pressure you felt as a child to skip school, become sexually active, or use drugs because everyone else was doing it. The Bible says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. The enemy's intent is the same today as it was during childhood. He wants you to feel left out, to think you're missing out on something, and to desire to be included. But remember what happened to the kids who skipped school? Many of them became high school dropouts who still struggle to make ends meet. Remember the girls who decided to satisfy their boyfriend's lust? Some of them became teenage mothers and or were infected with sexually transmitted diseases. Remember the friends who urged you to take a hit of weed? A few of them became drug addicts, drug dealers, or incarcerated prisoners. Now fast forward to today, yesterday, last week, last month, or even last year. How many people have died from heart attacks in your family? Which coworker was paralyzed due to a stroke? What church member is on dialysis? Who among your friends was diagnosed with diabetes? You don't have to look back 30 years to know what will happen if you give in to the peer pressure to quit. That scenario is playing out all around you every day. Even if it's true that no human being on earth knows, cares, or understands what you're enduring on your health and fitness journey, Jesus does. Even if no one will travel the narrow road that leads to health and fitness with you, he will. He's promised that even if everyone else fails you and leaves you, he never will. He will stay by your side, holding your right hand through it all. And when you've done all you can and you're unable to stand on your own, he'll carry you out of the wilderness of obesity and eating disorders into the promised land of healthy and fit for life. If you finally realize you don't have to eat, drink, or exercise alone on your health and fitness journey, register today for the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries Health and Fitness Masterclass featuring Dr. Tara Cannon, author of Health and Wellness for the Believer, Elsa Oliver, Christian nutritionist, and First Lady of Fitness, Deborah Jones. The classes are free. I'll say that one again. The classes are free. There are no registration fees, no membership fees. You're only responsible for the cost of the class materials. Classes begin online only on Monday, August 22nd at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. So sign up now because space is limited. If you're unable to take the course, purchase your copies of the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook and the Eating as an Act of Worship Teachers Edition online today at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. In the books, you'll learn the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Don't forget to read our weekly blog for motivation to stay healthy and fit through Christ. Follow us daily on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest for recipes, diet, and exercise tips. And tune in to our syndicated radio show on the DFWDN radio station, Studio W Buzz, and Victory KVDW 100.9 FM, 95.3 FM, and 1530 AM in Little Rock, Arkansas, for interviews and health and fitness trends. Lastly, don't forget to make your tax-deductible donation to Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries at www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org. All right, everybody, that's your motivation for today. We hope it helps you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, that it inspires you to get up and try again if you've fallen down somewhere along the way, and that it motivates you to get healthy and fit through Christ Jesus if you haven't been able to find another reason to get motivated on your own. Oh, and for those of you who can't always catch us on Saturdays, again, you've got several opportunities. You can catch us on Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. here in the Little Rock Market on Victory KVDW 95.3 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1530 a.m. If you are available on Saturdays at 11, catch us live right here on Studio W Buzz. Download the app Studio W if you've got Android, Studio.W if you've got Apple. Now, you can also live stream us at www.studiowbuzz.com. Don't forget to subscribe. And guess what, folks? You get the added convenience of being able to scroll backwards and listen to all of the old shows that you have missed. So you have no excuses. And to make it even more convenient for you, log on to the DFWDN radio station. Catch us twice a day. That's right. Every day at noon and 10 o'clock p.m. on www.dfwdnradio.com. No excuses. You can catch us every day, 7 days a week. All right, everybody. That's your motivation. That's your reminder about where you can catch us every week. Now it's time for us to introduce our guests to you. We have with us Pastor Aaron House and his lovely wife, Sister Emily House. Pastor Aaron is the founder and executive director of Piercing Word. And I'm loving the fact that you used to live, or rather you used to be an actor here in the Branson, or rather I say here in Branson, Missouri, because I live in Little Rock and everybody in Little Rock loves going to Branson, especially for the Passion Play. So if you were in the Passion Play, we are definitely, we are definitely going to have to talk.
Yeah.
Before Piercing Word Ministry became full-time, he was a full-time professional actor at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania for 3 years, as well as Branson, Missouri for 2 years. He has a BA in musical theater from Ouachita Baptist University in Arkansas and has been performing professionally since he was 10 years old. Wow. Mrs. Emily House has been involved with Piercing Words since 2011. She attended Elam Bible Institute. She has an assistant director of drama ministry. I'm sorry, she was an assistant director of drama ministry in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and she's been an avid writer since childhood and is thrilled to publish her first book with her husband. They have three lovely children, and their book is entitled Warriors of the Word. Love, love, love the title. Welcome to the show, Pastor and Sister Emily House. How are you today?
We're doing well. How are you, Ann?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Love to see your smiling faces. It's a blessing to see couples in ministry. A lot of people who've taken the class know that my husband does so much behind the scenes. He's the tech guy. He's my radio engineer on this end. He does everything. And, the people in the class, one of the classes, honored him with a gift at the end because of so much that he does, and he never asks for anything. He never, you know, wants any credit for anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, of course, say thank you to him, because he doesn't ask, because he just does. He's servant's heart. So it's a blessing to see another wonderful, Christian couple about God's business. So tell me, I think a little bit about how you guys met, but I'd love to hear you tell the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we actually met swing dancing.
It's true.
We both love swing dancing. Mm-hmm. And then we got to know each other through a Bible study group that Aaron strategically joined, that I started.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. And then he had been running Piercing Words, so I jumped on board, and as our relationship progressed, the Lord also led us to take the ministry full time. So we've been doing it together ever since.
Well, at this time when you were strategically going to the Bible studies, was that when you were working in Branson, Missouri?
That was actually when I was in Lancaster. So I was in Branson first for 2 years, and then they transferred me up to perform as an actor in Lancaster at Sight and Sound Theaters. And okay. So I was here for 3 years, and that's when I met Emily, because she was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing, because you're from Houston, Texas. What brought you to Ouachita Baptist?
Well, it was a Christian college that had a musical theater program, which was appealing. I didn't want to study musical theater at a secular college because I have very strong convictions of what I will and won't do on stage.
Amen.
And, so I was very thankful and grateful to be able to receive such good training there at OBU there in Arkansas.
So what did you do when you were in Branson? Because everybody knows that there are lots of places that people like to shop. Well, if you are from the central Arkansas area, Branson, Missouri is one of those places. And not only that, it has a lot of other stuff to do. There are plays, including Christian plays like the Passion Play that they do every year. And then, you know, there's just a lot of entertainment there as well. So is it through Ouachita Baptist that you got to work in the Branson area, or how did that come about?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I was actually auditioning after college. I went to work first at Stephen Foster Theater in Kentucky as a summer stock opportunity. Then I went down to Houston, worked at the 80 Players Theater. And then after leaving there, my brother and I both had musical theater degrees, and we were auditioning at several different places. Auditioned at Sight and Sound in Branson when they just built the new facility. It wasn't even finished yet when we auditioned in there, and mm-hmm. then they hired us, and not too long after that, and so we were part of the premier cast down there in Branson when they first opened Sight and Sound in Branson.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So do you miss it at all now that you live in Pennsylvania?
I in some ways, I loved every second working with Sight and Sound Theaters, but I love the work that God has given me to do with Piercing Word, and I've seen his hand over time and time again. And so many people, even over the years, that God has used to speak into my life and say, thank you for doing what you're doing, because wow, you've impacted my life. You've changed my life because of your commitment to Piercing Word ministry and taking that full time.
Praise the Lord. Now tell us a little bit about Piercing Word, because Sister House, you said that once you found out about it, you just jumped right into it. So what was feeling to you about Piercing Word?
Yeah, well, the mission of Piercing Word is to ignite passion for the Word of God in the heart of the church.
Amen.
And we do that by performing scripture, mm-hmm, word for word from the ESV Bible in both dramatic and musical presentations. So,
wow.
Yeah, I got to see Aaron and a couple of his friends do Galatians, mm-hmm, and it opened up God's word to me in a whole new way.
Wow.
So I started getting excited about it. So when he asked me to memorize the book of James with him, I was like, sure. I'd never memorized a book of the Bible at that point, so it was a little intimidating. But I jumped in, and oh my goodness, it was just so rich.
Wow.
You know, it was easier than I thought. I kind of built it up in my mind like, well, this is going to be hard, mm-hmm, to memorize a whole book of the Bible. And it wasn't as hard as I thought. And it was so rich. And the Lord would bring the scripture to mind as I would just go about my life. And
amen.
That's kind of what reeled me in. And then we've seen that in so many people, just everywhere we go. Yeah. We see the word of God changing lives. You know, it's not us changing lives. It's the word of God.
Yeah. Wow. So you say everywhere you go. So do you travel a lot?
So we have touring teams that historically have been largely within the 3-hour radius of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that tour different churches, conferences, colleges, special events, outreach services, mm-hmm, holiday services. And we bring God's word center stage at their location. We've also done regional tours as far north as Maine, as far south as Texas, mm-hmm, bringing God's word center stage. And we're just now on a new initiative that the Lord has really been prompting this year to take the ministry to a national level with regular, mm-hmm, full-time teams touring throughout the nation on a regular basis. So, so we're asking for people to support us in prayer with that. And we're making some structural changes and some staff additions and different things like that to be able to move forward with some of that, because it's just exciting to see what the work that God's doing as we continue to ignite passion for his word.
Yeah.
Do you find that you are sort of on the front lines of this type of ministry work? I mean, there are other types of Christian plays, Christian theater, Christian movies, Christian music, but the way that you do it, dramatizing, you know, mm-hmm, one book of the Bible, do you find that there's a lot of that out there, or has the Holy Spirit given you a unique gifting for the body of Christ?
Yeah, there's some people that have done scripture performance, which is perhaps the easiest term for it, that what we do. But it's usually one person, you know, one guy out there, you know, doing a book of the Bible or a compilation of passages. So we have whole teams, you know, five actors on stage bringing God's word center stage. You know, for instance, we have something that we're doing right now is the parables of Jesus. It's an it's an African inspired telling of the stories Jesus told. Mm-hmm. So it's actually four actors and a percussionist, mm-hmm, that tell the parables of Jesus, and Jesus teaches his disciples to move to his rhythms and his movement as he teaches them the parables. It's so cool.
It's a really fun
Amen.
It's a very culturally diverse cast, and it's really high energy, and it's 50 minutes in length. It's the parables of Jesus. And so we're touring that right now throughout Lancaster County and beyond. And so that's just one of many different scripture performances that we do.
You know, it sounds like an awesome outreach ministry tool, because a lot of people who aren't Christian don't understand the Bible. It's very difficult for some people to read. Matter of fact, a lot of Christians don't understand the Bible. Let's just be real honest about it, which is why we have what we have. So do you find it as an awesome outreach tool for people who don't know Jesus, people who don't know God, and as a means to lift them up and draw them in to Christ?
In fact, we just were at a small church here in Hershey, Pennsylvania, just the other week, and we had performed the Book of Ruth. And one of the ladies came out of that. She was like, wow, you know, I had read Ruth, but I didn't really understand it until I saw it on stage. And she was like, now I actually understand it. It's so much. And it was just came alive. And she was so excited and thankful. She's like, oh my gosh, this is so. And then one of the other ladies at the church that had actually brought us there, I was talking to her on the phone afterwards, asking her how it went. She was like, thank you so much for coming. She's like, I can't even tell you how much this has sparked new hope for our congregation. Cause since COVID, we've only had 20 or 30 people here. And now when you came, we had 100 people. And she's like, it was incredible. She's like, we're moving forward. We're having strategic meetings. How are we actually going to do? What are we going to do with these people now? Like, how are we? So it's just exciting to be able to come alongside, and partner together in ministry, with other churches, both large and small.
And that's the church side. And then we also have, like, we've gotten to go, perform for released times. For school age kids. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones we did this year back in the Easter season. So it was a passion mm-hmm. musical, straight scripture, and got to perform for, what was it, 100 kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
124.
Wow.
Yeah. And after that, Aaron was able to give an altar call.
These are all public school students, by the way.
Public school students that aren't
aware as much of the gospel. And these volunteers are pouring into them week after week. Mm-hmm. And we do this modern urban day telling of the trial, crucifixion, resurrection of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And they're just so excited and enthralled. Afterwards, right. I invited them to receive Christ. And I told them to take a bold step of faith if they had received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And 24, it says, I told them to stand to their feet if they had just received Christ. And 24 of the 127 kids stood to their feet to proclaim their newfound faith.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
that's an awesome testimony. Praise God. Yeah. Wow.
So just thankful to be used as vessels to come alongside others that are already doing amazing work in ministry and bring God's word as to power punch and accent for the ministry that's already happening. It's exciting work that we get to do.
Well, Sister House, you've said that you have been an avid writer since childhood. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've loved writing for as long as I can remember. Warriors of the Word is my first published mm-hmm. book, but I definitely wrote, you know, a couple novels in my teenage and young adult years. So I hope to continue writing. I'm kind of in that, you know, raising little people stage. So there's not a whole lot of time for it right now, but mm-hmm. Lord willing, in the future, there'll be some more.
We have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. So,
congratulations. Look, my babies are now 16 and 14, but I remember what it's like to write when they're little. And the thing about it is they keep you so grounded because the first book was published in, I think it was 2015, the first, the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook. And so I get the book. I'm so excited and I show it to them and they're like, yay, what are we eating?
brings
you right back down to earth. And it's a blessing because you want God to keep you humble and not get, you know, not get of yourself and thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to. Kids do that.
Yes, for sure. They make you see your need for the Lord.
right. But it's a blessing that something like that is just commonplace in their lives, that they can see what God is doing. So what do you think your kids are taking away from seeing, you know, mom and dad, you know, arranging, theater, producing, theater and traveling. And I'm guessing you're front and center, Pastor House, one of the people in the play that, go ahead. Well,
I have been, in the past, you know, it's been, there's been seasons where, Aaron and Emily House have been, pretty front and center, but, you know, over the years, you know, especially as we focus in on our family, you know, we've been raising up team members. So we have, you know, 4 full-time staff, 4 part-time staff, and 70 plus contracted team members that work with us.
Wow.
Every God works in our stage. So we're not necessarily always front and center. We're raising up a generation of people that can bring God's word center stage in a powerful way. Mm-hmm. And so these teams of people, and we're so excited just with this national touring, like we're going to be sending out a team that's not going to include us. Mm-hmm. That's going to be this Christmas, doing our brand new musical, The Advent of Christmas, and touring, throughout Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio, some of these other states over the Christmas season. And then mm-hmm. we have our next national tour happening over Easter and then over summer of next year. And then from mm-hmm. then on, looking at having regular full-time touring teams throughout the year on a regular basis. So if there's an opportunity there in Arkansas, we may be able to come to you guys next summer even or next.
That would be awesome. Yeah. It sounds like God's moving you from, you know, or rather expanding your territory, so to speak, you use your gifts. I know that, you know, when this started in 2012, we had our first class in the Capitol Rotunda, just a handful of people. Mm-hmm. And now it's an incorporated ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, there are books. We've got a lot of partnerships with different churches and organizations. And so I've had to go from, you know, the Lord me from what he taught me about health and fitness, teaching everybody to being, you know, on the business side of things. And have you found, you know, that the Holy Spirit has been multiplying your talents as you use them for the glory of God and teaching you how to run this as a business, how to manage, how to produce, how to do all kinds of stuff that you just never thought you'd be doing.
Oh, yes. And he's supplied me with many team members that are far more talented than me in many areas. And so just excited to be able to work together for the kingdom and for the glory of God.
Well, Sister House, as a writer, do you find it, you know, turning the word of God into a script, so to speak, for the actors? Was it a natural transition, or was it something that took some time to get used to?
Well, I just love story in general. I think story mm-hmm. is really powerful, and story, mm-hmm. God uses story to teach us all through the Bible.
Amen.
And so that's one of the things I love about what we do, putting the word of God on stage, because it illustrates that story for those mm-hmm. watching. So I love being able to jump in there, you know, on stage and help portray the truth of God's word in a visual way. I'm very visual, you know, mm-hmm. so it's impacted me deeply. And I love getting to watch other people be impacted deeply, by hearing, you know, hearing the emotion that's in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
We often forget that God's word was written by real people.
Yeah.
Yes. Real emotions.
Yeah. Yes.
And to be able to bring them down to earth, you know, these Bible characters and these stories and these epistles, back down to earth in a way that makes sense to today's Christian. So.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, because you don't have to do all the old King James Version, these and thous and has not and all that kind of stuff. We can use plain language so that people understand God's word. So let's talk about Warriors of the Word.
Yeah.
Tell me about the title. I love the title. How did you come up with it?
Well, we had the opportunity to teach. Well, we've always had the heart as a ministry to not just perform God's word, but to challenge everyone everywhere we go to memorize God's word for themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
And then equip them to do so. We've been teaching Bible memorization workshops for years. And,
awesome.
And we had the opportunity to teach a class on Bible memorization at our church. Wow. And our pastor called it Warriors of the Word. And we were like, that's awesome, a great name, you know. But then, you know, a couple years later, we're writing this book and we're like, what are we going to call this book? and then it was natural. It was like, it was Warriors of the Word. And, it's the Bible memorization battle guide.
For
victories. So it's not just about memorizing God's word. It's about trading boring and ineffective Bible memorization habits for fun-filled, life-giving spiritual discipline that fosters intimacy with God.
And
to win spiritual victories, because that's what we experience when we teach this Warriors of the Word class, and we're actually going to be publishing our video course here in 2 days as well, that goes with the book. But it with people that have taken the course have been like, wow, this is just like, I, again, it was always on my best intentions list to memorize scripture, but now it's actually doable, and I'm actually doing it as part of my walk, as part of my life. And not only that, I'm doing it with my kids and with my family. And then other people are like, you know, it's great. I wake up thinking about the words of God. I think I go to sleep thinking about the word of God instead of whatever else I was thinking about in previous days, because they're actually meditating on his word and rehearsing it and thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now, do you think, because the Lord makes it clear in his word that his word is a weapon. And that's why I love the Warriors of the Word title, because people don't recognize that they are doing themselves an injustice. God is giving you the most effective weapons that you will need. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and any high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God's word is, you know, perfect for that. And the other weapons he's given us as well. So do you find that people live more, they get better breakthroughs, deliverances, when they start memorizing the scripture and learning to use it as a weapon? Because we're all supposed to be Christian warriors who, you know, wield the double-edged sword of the word of God. So is that the intent, to help
absolutely become the warriors? One of the things I love to say when we're teaching other people how to memorize God's word is that this is not about checking the I'm a good Christian box.
Thank you. Amen.
The goal is to draw closer to the Lord and to be able to win spiritual victories with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Amen.
So, yeah, that is the whole goal. And you'll find scattered throughout our book, Warriors of the Word, you'll find.
Thank you for lifting that up. I appreciate that.
For you all here. Mm-hmm. But all throughout the book, we have stories. Not just from us, but from other people who have memorized God's word and used it to win spiritual victory in their lives. So
we
get a taste of what God is doing through the power of his word.
Yeah, from people ages 2 to 92, any age, there we've got stories in there.
Yeah.
People memorizing God's word.
Well, you know, I love the book of Ephesians, because it explains so much to us about what it means to be, you know, a Christian warrior using the word of God. And then there's so many other places that tell you about how Jesus is going to defeat the enemy with the sword of his mouth, with his words. Yeah. And it's not going to be a battle, anything like what we know it to be. So how is it when you're teaching people through your book how to memorize the word of God? What steps are you telling them to take?
Yeah, well, it's, we have a memorization process that we take people through. You know, first you have to know why you're memorizing in the first place, because if you don't know why, what's the point? You know, and then we teach them to know how, which starts with planning it, because if you fail to plan to fail. Mm-hmm. And then once you make a plan, then you make sure you understand it, because if you don't understand what you're memorizing, A, it's going to be very difficult to memorize. B, what's the point? And so some simple studies of the passage to make sure you actually dig in and understand it. And then we teach people how to see it, say it, and do it. So that, some people try to memorize, and when they memorize, they memorize silently. You know, they just like, you know, silently. But that's, it's very difficult to memorize that way. Yeah. But if you're good teachers use all three learning styles, auditory, visual, kinesthetic. So when you're memorizing, you need to be a good teacher of yourself and use all three learning styles. So we teach people to never memorize silently, but always say it out loud, because that adds that second auditory in there with the visual, and then doing it. There's lots of different ways to do it with your body, not just applying it, but it actually comes after. We're talking about memorization, doing it, like doing hand motions or acting it out or typing it on the computer.
Singing it, dancing it.
Yes.
There's apps that help you game it. They take away words, that blur out words, or just put the first letter of each word, you know, and you can try to quote it with just the first letter of each word, or, you know, lots of different tools that are creatively engage with the word, because it's all about creating an experience that's difficult to forget, as opposed to, because if you're not having fun when memorizing scripture, you're doing it wrong.
You need
to be engaging all the senses, and become a kid again, essentially.
Yes.
And that brings to mind the scripture that tells you, you know, you need to accept Christ as a child, like a child. I know a lot of people think that take that literally to mean you need to get saved before you turn a certain age. No, with the heart of a child, the understanding, the emotions, all of that childlike wonder that goes into believing and having faith. You need to accept him that way. And it sounds like you're helping people to reconnect with that part of themselves that can extend their belief and extend their faith so that they come into the knowledge of God. Yeah. That to me helps people to obey God's command of reading to show themselves approved. Is that another one of the goals of what you do to help?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the goal is to draw people closer to the Lord and mm-hmm. to grow their passion for the Lord and his word. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, by reading, by memorizing, by mm-hmm. studying,
mm-hmm.
by just digging deep into God's word.
Yes.
One of the things we love to tell people is you cannot fail at mm-hmm. memorizing God's word.
Amen.
And
amen.
The reason is because even if you come away from your memorization goal and you didn't meet it, mm-hmm. you still have more of God's word in your heart mm-hmm. than when you first started.
Right.
And you've been meditating on his word, you know, for days, for weeks. And that's a huge win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you cannot fail. That's a lie of the enemy. You cannot fail at memorizing scripture.
Now, when it comes to memorizing scripture, because there are some people who know the word, but they don't use it the way that they're supposed to. Instead of using it as a sword against the enemy, they tend to use it against a sword against other people. How do you help people to not just read the word, but understand it? Because when people take the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries class, they say, you know, I've read that before, but I never realized it dealt with the health and fitness area of my life too. Mm-hmm. I was taught that it was this way. How do you get people to go from being the spoon-fed Christians who just mm-hmm. listen to what other people tell them to the Christians who read the word of God to be taught by the Holy Spirit, to get revelation from him as to what his word means?
Yeah, well, we like to teach people how to study the word of God. Mm-hmm. When we do these Warriors of the Word classes and in our online course as well, we teach them how to study the Word of God by mm-hmm. asking some very specific questions. We have a whole acronym for it.
Awesome.
They're going to come to mind now.
What does this passage teach us about God? What does this passage teach us about man? Mm-hmm. Is there a promise in this passage to claim? Is there a sin in this passage to avoid? Is there an example in this passage to follow? Is there a command in this passage to obey? How do we apply this to our life and who are we going to tell? So some simple questions
that help you dig deeper
into the
passage. Amen.
And really beginning those questions with asking the Holy Spirit to teach you during those times, because the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Mm-hmm. And if we're letting the Holy Spirit instruct us during those times as we ask some of those probing questions, that can be a really really amazing process.
And in the memorization process as well, we tell people, invite the author of the text into your
Hallelujah. Then amen.
It's not just another to-do all of a sudden.
Amen.
This
amen.
Is intimate time with Jesus.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Now we are, let's just be honest, we live in a microwave moment society. Everybody wants everything to be done, you know, in 30 seconds, 5 minutes or less. So, you know, what do you do, when you have, you know, people want to try you like the Israelites with Moses? You know, I tell people in the class, you are not getting me caught up. I'm going to see the promised land. I understand that it's a process and that there will be ups and downs. And God made it really clear to the Israelites. He said that he could have taken them one way, which would have been shorter, but they probably would have had to fight again. And he didn't think they were ready for that. So he took them the long way around to the promised land. How, you know, what do you do when you have people who, you know, aren't necessarily getting it as quickly as they want to, aren't getting the results they feel that they should be getting? How do you minister to them in that particular instance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of people tend to struggle with memorization at first. We mm-hmm. like to talk about memorization is a muscle. Your brain mm-hmm. is a muscle, mm-hmm. and you have to exercise it. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you haven't memorized anything in a long time, it's going to feel a little rough at first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's like going to the gym after yeah. you haven't been there in 20 years. You're gonna
be right. Sore. Right. And you're going to be sore and cranky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but the more consistent you are and the more you persevere, mm-hmm. the easier it's going to get.
Wow.
And we also train people just like going to the gym. It helps if you have an accountability partner going with you.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, memorizing scripture. Yeah. You know, you're going to go a lot farther and a lot faster if you have someone encouraging you,
yeah.
checking up on you, mm-hmm. and even memorizing scripture with you.
Yeah.
So we teach people kind of how to build their support system, how to have a deadline. We yeah. encourage people to create some kind of a recital, mm-hmm. whether it's just for family
right.
or maybe their small group, whatever it is.
Yeah.
To have that goal
yeah.
mm-hmm. to look forward to.
Or just a time to share. You know, just a time to share the passage, mm-hmm. you know, with friends or family or with your small group.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, we only have about 16 minutes left, so I've got to ask you guys about your health and fitness routine. You guys look great. You look like Emily, you're doing a good job making him eat right when he doesn't want to. It's usually us that drive, you know, that drive that in the home. So I'm going to attribute it to you. I will demur to the fact that maybe Pastor House is different from, you know, my husband who I had to be dragged into it.
he makes it easy on me. He does enjoy eating healthy and he's a good guinea pig.
Awesome.
I like to experiment with cooking and baking a lot and he mm-hmm. will eat whatever I put in front of him. So I'm very
proud.
Wow.
You're a blessed woman.
I'm a blessed man. I married the best cook in the world. Like she's
awesome.
Oh yeah. Everything at home is way better than the restaurants.
Well, I have two picky eaters at my house and since my husband was a kid and our youngest son has adopted his father's habit, they are really picky eaters. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that makes it challenging.
It is so challenging. Then my oldest son is like me. He's food adventurous. So
uh-huh.
he'll eat just about anything, but he has allergies. So we're like,
AJ, you
have to be careful. Thank God he's grown out of so many of them. But yeah. for a while it was like, no this, no that, no this, no that. We keep an EpiPen on the ready because we're concerned that maybe there's some cross contamination. What is it that you like to experiment with?
Oh goodness. Well, I joke when people come over, I always ask them about their food allergies or sensitivities and mm-hmm. people are often very apologetic. They're like, I'll just bring my own food, you know, and I'm like, no, it doesn't really intimidate me because I've tried pretty much all of it.
Right.
So yeah, I've had to go gluten-free, dairy-free. Mm-hmm. You know, we usually do sugar-free for the most part. And
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've been experimenting with a lot of stuff. We tried vegan at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did that go? I tried vegan too. I remember that experiment.
It wasn't what my body needed.
Right.
But I will say it helped my husband immensely when he was a teenager. His family, did a vegan diet and it helped immensely with some mental disorders he had going on.
Which you can read more about in our book too. I don't know as much detail about the eating side of it, more of the spiritual mm-hmm. side of it because it was two-sided, but
yeah.
Right. And I tell people all the time that we don't advocate one health and fitness plan over another. We do interview a lot of, pro-vegan, people because it's very popular and a lot of people have gotten good results from it. But like mm-hmm. you said, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not a big deal from my point of view if the people in your household have been given different ways of eating to keep their bodies healthy by the Lord.
Mm.
And you protect them and keep them healthy as part of your ministry to them
yeah.
by feeding them in accordance with you know, what God says is good for them. So I applaud you for that. That at least you try. Look, you can, I will make vegan for you. And then what do you like, sister?
Well, yeah, he's not sticking with vegan anymore, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my passion is to try to do, traditional cooking. So, mm-hmm. you know, preparing grains in like soaked, trying to get into sprouted, mm-hmm. souring, stuff like that. And mm-hmm. just eating lots of whole foods.
Wow. Yes.
But yeah. The Lord, I love what you guys do. I love what you do through your ministry because the Lord has been teaching me a lot about mm-hmm. health and trusting him with my health. Even very recently, I've been struggling with some gut issues over the last mm-hmm. couple years and, worked with a gut health practitioner for a year and a half, which was great. It was super helpful. But just recently really felt the Lord pulling me away from the supplement side, mm-hmm. and just wanting me to focus back on him.
Right.
Because I have found it can start to become an idol, the food and mm-hmm. supplement world. You know, you focus mm-hmm. so hardcore, that all of a sudden your focus has shifted off the Lord and you hardly even saw it happen.
Right.
So yeah, the Lord just really just started calling me back. You know, I took some time to fast and just
Amen.
Asked him to heal me. Like just saying, Lord, you're my healer. None right. of this other stuff. And it was so good. It was so hard, but mm-hmm. the Lord just really, he just really revealed himself to me and he drew me back to his word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just clinging to the truth of his word and even speaking that over myself.
Amen. Amen.
I honestly feel so much better mm-hmm. after my fast. The Lord is, I struggled with hypoglycemia for almost my whole life. And, it's been almost a non-issue since the fast.
Praise the Lord.
So praise the Lord. And he's showing me practically too, which has been so cool. Which is why I love that you focus on, you know, eating to glorify the Lord and making mm-hmm. him a part of that journey mm-hmm. because that's what the Lord's been doing in me is he is, just like Emily, take this journey with me, you know, so I'll go spend time with the Lord and he even shows me the next practical step to take. Food. So yeah, he absolutely wants to go on that journey with every yes. person.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that food is an idol because in the workbook, there's a whole, study devoted mm-hmm. to idolatry.
Wow. Yeah.
And food. And the Bible even teaches us that, in Philippians 3 verses 18 through 19, that many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly.
Yeah.
Their glory is in their shame.
Yeah.
Their mind is set on earthly things. So like you said, you're thinking about that all the time instead of about God. So God already knew this. He already gave us this in his word to teach us what was coming. And even, you know, so much so when you're dealing with people that have diabetes, the Bible says it's not good to eat too much honey, which as we know was a sweetener that was commonly used back then.
Yeah.
So there's so much in the word of God about health and fitness because God says he wants us to prosper and be in good health just as our souls prosper.
Yes.
So it's just, it's another weapon to use, to fight the enemy when it comes to health and fitness. And you talked about hypoglycemia, because I was diagnosed a few years ago with hypothyroidism. And the enemy attacks our bodies in so many different ways, which is why we study the book of Nehemiah in the class, because when you are doing God's word, that's just one of the ways that the enemy likes to attack you to get you to calm down off the wall. So did you find that the issues with your gut were emerging a lot when you were working with your husband, or was it something that you said it's been going on most of your life? Was it something that, you know, was acute back when you were younger, or did it get more acute when you were older?
Yeah. So the hypoglycemia I had since I was a kid, mm-hmm. and that got worse as I had kids and being in full-time ministry. Mm-hmm. And the gut stuff was just the last few years. So, mm-hmm. think it was a couple things that brought that on. I think part of it was stress.
Mm-hmm.
And we had traveled to Greece with Piercing Words.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Now that's a great place to do acting right there.
We've been doing tours over the, well, I guess not over the last couple of years because of COVID, but, we've resumed now, but, we're annual tours to Israel and Greece, bringing, God's word, to life in the places that actually happen.
Doing a Steps yes. of tour in Israel, Steps of Paul in Greece.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh wow, to reenact Paul, you know, speaking to the Greeks about to the God who has no name. That would be awesome to see that.
It's so cool.
Yeah, the Mars Hill Discourse. Yeah. We did that. Yeah. So
awesome.
But yeah, all that to say, you know, it was probably multiple things that made the gut stuff happen, and the Lord's been slowly healing me from
Amen.
That.
Amen.
But I just recently was saying to Aaron, I feel like I had been chained to food.
Wow.
Because of the hypoglycemia. I couldn't go anywhere without snacks. You know, my blood sugar would plummet when I'm shopping, and I would just be like, oh my gosh, like I'm not going to make it. I can't think straight. I can't, you know, it's really handicapping. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not going through that anymore.
Praise God.
I can be out for hours and I don't have to eat. And
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Incredible. The freedom.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Wow. It's hard to believe we only have 6 minutes left. Mercy. It's like that when we're having such a good time. So I want to give you two, the opportunity to tell people, you know, what you want them to, take away from, you know, Warriors of the Word. And of course, we're going to talk some more about how they can reach out to you. But if you had one thing you wanted to tell people who are thinking about buying your book, that you want them to know about it, go ahead. This is your time.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I wanted to say is just, you know, to focus on eating the Word of God.
Amen.
We focus so much on the food that we eat. And we need to be feeding our spirit.
Yeah.
And that affects our body. You know, scripture says man does not live by bread alone.
Amen.
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Amen. Amen.
So don't starve your spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one of the ways, you know, you can memorize is grabbing our book, and we can help tutor you at home through our book.
Yes.
Warriors of the Word. Warriors of the Word, the Bible memorization battle guide for winning spiritual victories. Mm-hmm. You can go to warriorsoftheword.org, we're actually launching warriorsoftheword.org on Monday with the video course, the book, the leader guide, the workbook, all the things.
Wow.
So you can be equipped with some tools, simple tools to get you into God's word in a deeper way. And
Amen.
You can do it with accountability, and with, not do it alone.
And not to be afraid. We address everyone has the same fears when it comes to memorization. And we address all of those in the book. Mm-hmm. We help walk people through how those, you know, for those fears not to be stumbling blocks in memorization. So you can do it. Everyone can memorize.
Do you recommend it for children or teenagers? Do you recommend the Warriors of the Word for kids or teenagers so that they can start memorizing God's word at an early age?
Yeah, so the book is written with an adult reading level, so probably 6th grade and up, or 8, you know, 10 and up, 10 and up.
Yeah.
I'd say 10 and up.
Could read Obviously, the book. Kids can memorize scripture, but as far as reading the book,
and
it's
there
probably
are,
10 and up.
And there are tips in the book for families to memorize scripture together, so parents can read the book and gain some insights on how to memorize with their children.
Awesome.
And we do that with our kids that are under 10.
So
even though they can't read the Warriors of the Word, we're able to implement the techniques that are in there. And there's like, for instance, we have the ABC Bible verses that are in there that you can memorize with your kids. We've done that with our kids. Different techniques where you, you know, where you read the passage of scripture every night with your kids for a month. And then by the end of that time, they're quoting it even before they can read. We've done this with like Luke 2, 1 through 20 over Christmas, or with a parable, or different ways, different passages with our kids. So there's lots of different tools and techniques that can be used with kids.
Amen. So what do you say to people who are interested in having Piercing Word Ministry in their area? How can they contact you?
Yeah, go to piercingword.org. That's piercingword.org, and click on the request a booking. You can also see our full 2022 and 2023 season of scripture performances on our website. You can also go, even if you just want to see, if you're curious, like, wow, I just want to see what they do. Like, you can, if you're close, you can see our upcoming events mm-hmm. and see, the events that are within our current region. And then you can, in Pennsylvania and beyond. And then you can also, go on our resources tab of piercingword.org and click on videos. We have full length videos of our scripture performances that are done in high quality, video. And so you can get that. You can see our scripture videos, scripture music, scripture scripts. If you would like to do a scripture script with your group, with your
awesome.
Church drama group or with your homeschool group, you can see that resource on there as well.
Wow. Well, I am so sorry that we have less than a minute, less than 2 minutes left to go. This has been an awesome, awesome interview. I hope that as you guys have bookings in different places that you'll let us know so that we can get the word out for you. Yeah. It's been a pleasure having you here. Unfortunately, I gotta move over for the Teens Talk Truth radio show, which is hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons AJ and Alex Taylor. You do not want to miss it. They discuss hot topics affecting teens in society today. And of course, you know, Alex is going to tell you what had happened was. So you have got to tune in for his segment. You don't want to miss it. Tune in every Saturday at 12 o'clock Central Time right here on Studio W Buzz. That's my time. William, you can speak now.
Oh, thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
Pastors, you see what I go through each and every week. Hey. Each and every week. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear Ann again, she'll be on the Boomerang Radio Show tomorrow. The Boomerang Radio Show, that's where we discuss hot topics that affect our lives daily. Okay.
And basically what William's not telling you is where he gets free therapy from Dr. Sam. Because we're discussing what's bothering William this week. Every week. That's
okay.
What happens.
So you understand what I'm saying? Pastors, thank you so much. Enjoy the broadcast. It's been absolutely wonderful. I'm sure Ann will have you back at some point in time if you guys are available. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Teens Talk Truth is coming up in a few short minutes, but keep it locked here each and every day, 24 hours a day. You can reach us, let's see, Android, like Ann said earlier during the broadcast on Studio W. Apple is studio.w, and please, please go to the website and subscribe, and you can hear this show again or just share it with a friend under archive shows. Also available now on Alexa. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, please check out studiowbuzz.com for your listening pleasure. In the meantime, hey, I bid you a good day. Have a wonderful time, and we'll see you later.
mind. Trying to feed myself, don't pressure me. My spirit leads me to celebrate. I have to just be real, and I know it's bad. I wanna please my God, and I don't care. You can just leave now, but if you stay,